Tallahassee these days. This poem has an epigraph from Donald Justice's poem, The Miami of Other Days. The epigraph is, "There was no history, there were only the storms." Tallahassee these days. It is still a metropolis of trees, a mere town of people. Longleafs and live oaks raise their awnings over summer and winter, over the sprawl of strip malls and the dim suburban constellations. But the awnings thin, and the canopy roads, spoking outward toward forgotten towns, survive only by ordnance, souvenirs of country lanes and coaches, of the days before I-10 cleaved the town like a river, before the flood of cars. It's a May afternoon. I'm waiting for the light at Appalachie Parkway and Magnolia. Around me, fatted bureaucrats and frat boys keeping their cool with their windows raised. Two young black men on one corner, sweating in three-piece suits, proffering the final call. And on the corner across from them, King Love, our local patron saint, he of the white beard, the gold cardboard crown, and the smell. He of the many placards, admonishing us now to love each other instead of Jesus, now to help him find a home and a nice wife. And half a mile down the parkway, shifting between the new capital and the old, the Spanish flag, the Union Jack, Old Glory and the Stars and Bars, a primer of sorts. Then south of town, the sandy washboard roads that go on and on, through pine woods, scrub, palmetto plains, the sinkholes tapping the veins of buried rivers, Cherokee, Big Dismal, Blue Sink, swimming holes for drunken good old boys and those of us enough like them to pass, repositories of stolen pickups and ancient cans of Dixie beer, of arrowheads and camel teeth and the tibias of sloths, of the shells and sands of an absent ocean. Everything here is history.